Hi, I'm John Hillier, the assistant editor of SearchDataBackup.com. I'm here today speaking with Rachel Dines, an analyst with Forrester Research based in Cambridge, Massachusetts. We'll be speaking about data deduplication, a little bit about the differences between hardware versus software data dedupe, and some of the changes and developments in the dedupe field over the past year. To start off, Rachel, could you talk a little bit about the differences, the benefits, the pros and cons of hardware versus software dedupe?
The software, the main benefit there is that you get to manage the deduplication out of the same portal that you're managing the backups. In addition, you know, you can do target, you can do source side, or you get a little bit more flexibility on how you do the deduplication. As of yet, there's not too many offerings out there that on the appliance side that allow you to do both source and target, although there are a few. But you do get that in the software deduplication. And you don't have to, you can use whatever kind of disk you want on the back end. You know, the major drawback to me of the software-based solutions are that they're slower and less scalable. You know, to this point, most of the software-based deduplication solutions just can't match the speed and scale of the hardware solutions. And I do think the software solutions are going to get there eventually, and they're going to catch up and really give the hardware solutions a run for their money. But at this point, you know, for large companies looking at massive amounts of backup, you know, massive backup sizes, fast throughputs, a lot of the software solutions just aren't going to be able to handle that at this point.
There's also discussion about the two kinds of deduplication, source and target dedupe. Can you talk a little bit about, you know, where these two play out? You know, what are sort of the benefits and drawbacks of each one?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the main benefit you get out of source side deduplication is just that less amount of data being backed up to begin with. So it really helps with network congestion. It also can absolutely help with backup windows as well. The main issue, though, with source side deduplication is it can have some overhead on your host. So, you know, if you have a host that's running hot, that's running at near almost peak utilization, putting another agent on there that's going to be trying to run deduplication can be a challenge. So, you know, I see people using source side deduplication a lot in virtual environments. Works great there. It works great in file systems. Works great in certain applications. You know, in other areas, potentially transactional databases, you know, applications that run hot, it's not going to work quite as well. But in general, I say, you know, source side deduplication is a great tool for backing up, you know, like I said, virtual environments, backing up file systems, and actually backing up branch offices as well. If you don't want to put any hardware at the branch office, you can just deploy a source side agent and back up all the data over the WAN. Now, target side deduplication, you know, you do have to transfer all of the data to the device or the media server before you start the deduplication, so you don't get that reduced bandwidth. But you do get to, you know, you transfer all of the overhead of the hashtag, the hashing algorithms over to the appliance. So that would be the main use case for target side deduplication.
Now, to add to our discussion of dedupe lingo, there's also inline and post-process dedupe. Can you just talk a little bit about that?
Yes. So inline and post-process both describe different kinds of target deduplication. And what they basically, it means is when on inline deduplication, the data is processed immediately as it's ingested. So the deduplication algorithms are running as the data is ingested versus post-process, which is when the data is deduplicated after it hits the disk. It doesn't necessarily have to wait for the backup job to complete, but it'll run as soon as the data hits the disk. So the main drawback to going with the post-process deduplication is you do need a little bit more storage as overhead because you're storing that data and then deduplicating it. In general, though, the major benefits are that it is slightly faster to this point, although post-process deduplication it used to be a lot faster than inline, and now it's really pretty much caught up. But it can be slightly faster from an ingest perspective. And you can also pick and choose what you might want to deduplicate and what you don't. So because, you know, it doesn't have to deduplicate on the ingest, you can have certain workloads that aren't being deduplicated and others that aren't. Whereas in the inline process, everything that passes through is going to be deduplicated.
And what is, I've heard this before, what is global deduplication?
So, yeah, I'm seeing a lot of confusion around these kinds of terms. So the way I see it is with global deduplication, there's a single deduplication index that can span across multiple system components, so multiple nodes, multiple systems potentially. Local deduplication, which is the opposite of global, means that the deduplication index is only on a single component. So basically what this means is if you're buying multiple nodes of a deduplication appliance, can it deduplicate across those nodes? So if you're looking at, this becomes really important for your scale out approach for your deduplication appliance.
Okay, and just to wrap this up, what are the biggest changes, biggest innovations in the dedup space in the past year or so?
You know, it's interesting. Deduplication as an algorithm itself, it has really not changed in a long time. What's been going on is that it's been getting deduplication appliances have been getting faster and they've been getting larger. We're starting to see, in the tens and twenties of terabytes per hour ingest speed, which is just would have been unheard of a few years ago. Like I mentioned before, that ability to integrate and even potentially move the deduplication index into the software is really interesting. So, for example, I mentioned DD Boost earlier. This is basically the capability of taking the data domain's deduplication index and moving it into the software and moving that workload into the media server or potentially even into the agents. So that kind of innovation, I think we're going to be seeing more of that type of solution out there, and I think that's one of the most exciting things that's been happening in this space.
All right, Rachel, thanks again, and I hope your weekend will be good, and I hope that the weather will improve by the time this thing gets posted.
Hope so, too.
And again, if anyone wants to know more about backup news and information, please visit our website, searchdatabackup.com. And I'm John Hilliard, and thank you for listening.